Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll hold the president's press conference live right here on 720 WGN. Most of us are working from home. Is your company ready for this? Are you ready for this? I wanted to bring on an expert today to talk about that. It's Ryan O'Halloran, the Chief Technology Officer at Access One. You can go to accessoneinc.com. Brother, how are you?
Good, Pete. How are you doing?
I mean, this is just nuts. Everyone is working from home. I was telling my producer, Curtis, on the way here, you could play football on the Kennedy today. There were no cars.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
What can businesses do right now that are doing this on the fly? Because a lot of businesses didn't have remote access until this all hit about a week ago.
Yeah, it's unprecedented. So first thing, prioritize your business functions. And I think that the high priority items were always top of mind. But with supply chains being down and, you know, the very unique nature of this, you might actually want to think about getting some of the low priorities in the front burner if there's nothing else going on to take advantage of those opportunities that sometimes you can't, you know.
Right.
And that may be the most positive thing coming out of it. You know, from an IT perspective, you got to identify those related critical assets that support those functions, you know, and model your risk. I know you and I have talked many times on here about confidentiality and breaches, but
all the time,
you know, and that's
I laugh because that's
that.
My next question, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just as important or just as big of a loss to the business can be the integrity or the availability of your goods and services rendered, you know, and I think we got used to all those cyber attacks and then forgot there could be natural disasters, there could be pandemics,
right?
And those are always so far in the distance, and I think to have them in the forefront just it makes people more aware of the spectrum of what's possible to go wrong. You know, it's unbelievable. Have your emergency contacts ready, you know, make sure everybody knows what their roles and responsibilities are so you can approach this in an organized fashion. Alternative facilities is challenging. You know, there's a lot of people working from home, but of course there's those businesses that are devastated since they require, you know, to be on site, or they're manufacturing or something of that nature. So in the future, it'll be an interesting business emergence, I think, of, you know, alternative locations where you can actually roll out a truck, let's say, within an entire office, and it's practical, you know, more common sense. Not that that would necessarily help as much here, but, I mean, alternative communication methods, and then test your backups, but practice disasters. You know, it's just as important to practice what you do in a disaster and how you communicate as it is to restore those backups from, you know, from a hopefully a protected location in the cloud somewhere.
Well, Ryan, that is my question right there, because we're all using the cloud right now. I worry about security, and, you know, you're a cybersecurity company. This has got to be a concern with a lot of people.
Oh, it is. You know, so there's a lot of businesses that will talk about a VPN and the amount of bandwidth that they have because their applications those businesses are using are hosted maybe within their business or their private data center. It's also very common, though, now that, you know, you have remote workforce and people that were in the field that just access things online, you know, your software applications. Well, a VPN system isn't only for business-to-business or remote-to-business access. There are VPN services that allow you to anonymize yourself from your peers on guest and public Wi-Fi networks. They're available for laptops and smartphones and tablets, but the thing is they're not pushed heavily by business IT because I think the business benefit of that has been overshadowed by the negative things like downloading pirated music and movie and games. But this might be a time to think about something like that. I mean, even if I'm doing a presentation at another business, you know, it might be guest, but guest still has some level of, you know, need for anonymity, I think. And that might be something extra you can do that usually doesn't get talked about.
Is that the biggest problem or obstacle right now with people working from home? Is it bandwidth? Is it lack of knowledge? Is it security or all of the above?
It's all, but I'll give you an idea. Shared bandwidth or oversubscribed broadband like Comcast in and of itself is not a security risk, but it can be a business risk for productivity. And, you know, the contention now will make those disadvantages of shared oversubscribed networks much more pronounced. Where before, I think that was very difficult to, why is a fiber four times more expensive? This is why, you know. A major security problem, however, is that home routers aren't configured with non-default settings, or they, you know, you have open Wi-Fi because you're not as savvy. So, you know, definitely recommend that you contact your IT department for assistance in working remotely and network security. And then, if, you know, at best case, call your, if your IT provider doesn't, you know, support your home modem or something, you can call your internet service provider, you know, and just ask them, hey, is everything configured to default? Can you configure me a wireless network? And if it's on their modem that you're paying for every month, they can do it for you.
Wow.
Definitely worth checking that out.
I mean, you know, this is a slap in the face right now for all of us who are working from home. We're talking to Ryan O'Halloran, the Chief Technology Officer at Access One. You can go to accessoneinc.com. Every time we have you on the show, I get tons of text messages. But 630, this is from Deanna. With so many working from home, it's essential that everyone have a unique admin password in their router and avoid connecting IoT devices to any network passing sensitive data, which is so true, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's another thing that I, you know, no one's, I think is finally being considered. Like now that we're all working from home, and some of us do have, you know, a vacuum cleaner connected to the network or a couple things here and there that, you know, our voice Alexa, stuff like this.
You're right.
I mean, now you're really starting to see how security can impact businesses from these devices that were not built with security in mind. And all those other devices that are living on your network now are another concern, like only your router was, and we're not even thinking of that till now. We're just discussing it now unanimously because of the situation, you know, where it's usually the technical that will realize that so intuitively. You know what I'm saying? It's unbelievable. But, yeah, I agree 100%. That's why I go into your, you know, that's a reason to secure your own private stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, your own Internet of Things itself, it's worthwhile just to do that if you haven't explored that, because these things are easy to set up, and that's because security is not at the forefront.
Right.
You know, they want you to be able to use it.
Well, it reminds us, that's why. And I really appreciate you coming on because, you know, we're pressed for time because the governor and we have the president coming on at 4 o'clock. But
totally.
If anybody has any questions, they can check out your website, accessoneinc.com. Ryan O'Halloran, the Chief Technology Officer at Access One. And I will continue to send you these phishing emails because, I mean, there's so many out there right now about the coronavirus. Do not click on anything. That's what I tell people. If you don't know it, just delete it. Turn on the news. You'll get the information there. Ryan, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you every time.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a restaurant owner here in Chicago and find out the impact on restaurants here in the city. It's 720 WGN.